could I know, maybe Sputnik and something will escalate. But my mother shouts, Vishnu, don't shout the woman, as long as they're doing it at home. Let them carry on. It's better than them eating in the shop. They do a little bit more savory at home, it's all right. They won't get involved into gunas. But the moment they're going to go out of the house, some of the teachings of our akabir. Now we see our akabir, our elders, and they reach so high, then there must have been a catalyst that took them to that level. It wasn't that they just suddenly, and Allah just escalated them. You know, in the Fazail al-Hajj, Fazail al-Madinah, this is the constraint that you are living in. So his words of gold were, okay, I don't want to buy Jahannam. Use my influence, get wealth, and buy Jahannam, but I don't want to do it. I remain in constraints. Allah Pak has put me into this position, not for me to go and enjoy and pile up money. He has put me into this disposition to sell those ulama that were present. He says, alright, I will take this, but can this guarantee my life to be extended? Will my life be extended if Allah Pak has decreed this time, this place for my death? Will this, consuming this, will it extend my life? So he says, well, that's impossible, it won't happen. So well, and he recited that poetry, and the Mubarak hands came out. So who will envy that? When someone asked us, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, he was present there at the time in the masjid, okay, didn't you envy that? Says, you're talking of me envying, even the malaika were envying the heavens. They were envious of my ustad, my senior, I'll have to present water, put his shoes right, to make khidmat, to learn humility. Still I cannot say that I am humble, but it's a training in humility. Eventually that humility will become part and parcel of us. But that tazawwuf to the last level, that really I am a non-entity. As Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi had come to, and then we see him in this pitiable state. Just in a moment, and a man from one end to the other end. In Durban we had Mr. Didat, he made world, he was world famous. But one nerve was suppressed, and he couldn't move a single limb. The only thing that he could move was his eyelids. Besides that, nothing, absolutely. Facing one wall, I'm seeing one tasbih, I'm completing. I'm facing this side, one tasbih, I'm reciting. Facing the roof, I'm reading another tasbih. But the sleep is not coming, the night is not just passing. See that wife also, how much we depend on them. Just a company. Maybe not for enjoyment, but just that companionship, how much we require. So can we say at any time,
at the spark of love of Allah, and as Hazrat explained in this poem, that is just a glimpse of what is their enjoyment. What enjoyment of life they have, and like we see as our Hazrat says, and I'll just try and end off with this, that behind every saint, there is a long history. Look at his history, and we don't talk of the saint's history, but
on the bed, and she left, she didn't come to do all this khidmat. Your wife, who you grew up with, will do everything for you. What and what won't they do for you? But she didn't come for all that. She came for fun times. So she went away. And another 2 years, he suffered like this on his bed. And he died like that. Nobody to clean his stool, self over to her husband. And in such a way, she gave to herself, to her husband, everything of hers. Now what you say, if you say during the day it's night, it's night. And if you say at night it's day, it's day. Whatever you say, her whole izzat she gave over to her husband. Now how much person the husband appreciate and look after that? And now we ill-treat that woman. Same child, Allah says, who is it that's making, I put the father in the ground. And now who's making this child cry? Allah is warning that person. Who is, like you say, who is doing this? For the yatim child, a person who abuses a yatim child in whichever way, and the child has to cry, the tears fall, it can, in the hadith, now you want your wife back, you have to suffer the consequences, she must marry somebody else. She must go and sleep with somebody else, with your full knowledge and your permission, and then she comes back to you. You'll never accept your wife like that. But now, because you didn't control your tongue, and you gave her 3 talaqs and you want her back again, this is the procedure. So in other words, the wives, our children, our workers, and there's a way to get the things right. Don't put a right, use the right way. Don't use a wrong way to get a right. It doesn't work like that. You have to use a right to get a right done. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
girls, how they dress, on top just the abaya. Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi. We hear this quite often. A man is on the deen, on the way of life of his friend. And friend, here the explanation is given in the front. Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhal. Now then suddenly, but when you say that sohbat, no, sohbat, this is now nothing. And for their peer pressure, then it works there. Hey, so they used our things, but all against us. Hey, it is just like that person who always wore a shawl. One day he slept away, his friend took his shawl away. And his friend wore it. When he woke up, he saw it. He said, this is also a very important aspect to clear our. And a person whose thoughts are clear, he is in Jannat already here. His life is clear. Everything of his is filled with nur, with barakat, with rahmat. The person whose thoughts were all these confused thoughts, all these wrong thoughts, that person is living a life of Jahannam within him. Now we got that concept and we want Islam also. Sincerely we want, but we have to fit Islam into that. It doesn't work like that. We'll have to scrub out all that. We'll have to remove all that and bring pure Islam. And then see, inshallah. Sunnahs, we can sing the song till the cows go home. Sunnahs, the reality of it will come when our
Hamluhu wa fisaluhu thalatuna shahra. Aur hamal mein rehna uska aur dood chhorana 30 mahine mein. And then she carried me within her for 9 months. And then she separated me from her after 30 months. That is now when the mother is breastfeeding the child, such word. That is why Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were given their nabuwat at the age of 40. That is the time of mental maturity of a person completely. So Allah Ta'ala now takes that person and he reaches the age of 40. It has been narrated in a hadith when a child is born, until the time the child becomes baligh, prisoner of Allah on earth. That is now, it is time to go and enjoy the akhirat, but he's still a prisoner in this world, with the shackles of this worldly the responsibilities and duties and life in this world in that old infirm age of his. Very soon he's going to be out of this prison and he will go to Allah Ta'ala. Qala Rabbi to you. At this juncture, we all should think how if we even make once a day dua for our parents, whereas regularly we should be making dua for our parents. If they are living, we should treat them in a good way with respect and honor, and take their duas from their heart. And if they have passed away, we should be making isali sawab on a daily basis. So these are all. This is a dua to be recited by which Allah will correct the lives of the children. Waslihli fi dhur. That, oh Allah, with regard in the matters of my children, correct their lives, let them become obedient, let them give up their disobedience. Children are not making namaz, they are not interested in reading Quran, and oh Allah, you bless me with these namaz which have been mentioned. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ or may who hukam bardar, and I surrender and submit myself to you. So by the age of 40 at least, a person should totally surrender himself to Allah Ta'ala. In the days of before, the righteous and pious people, maaf karte hai hum buraiya unke, and all their wrongs we forgive them. Allah overlooks and forgives the mistakes that they are making. They are on the right path. The little problems they have on the right path, Allah overlooks that, and Allah grants them His pleasure. Fi ashabil jannah, unke rehne wale jannat ke na. But you control your children. You made lot of sabr. Today enter jannat, and whatever we have.